Greetings and welcome back to the Cape Lead Podcast. This is Chachi once again, and I think that today's podcast is going to be a little bit shorter, only because I really want to get some feedback, or I just kind of want to get your understanding of things. And for those of you not inside the United States Air Force right now, so this may not make a whole lot of sense, but what we have going on in the Air Force is this amazing revolution of sorts, to where the Chief of Staff of the Air Force, the Secretary of the Air Force, and the Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force realize that, hey, you know, we have some problems and some of our rules and regulations, although they started out being great and they were built for great reasons to help us out, to maximize efficiency, to be safe, to do all these things. When they get written and rewritten, they have some overarching implications. So one manual or one Air Force instruction can kind of lead to another one. So there's all these kind of backdoor second and third order effects that really get lost. And out of the 1,300 different regulations that we have that the Air Force is looking to minimize right now, there are things that just kind of pull our focus away from the intended purpose of just being a great Air Force for America and focusing on, you know, global reach, global vigilance, global power, global awesomeness, all that fun stuff. And so what the Air Force leadership has asked people to do is, hey, just kind of speak up. And if you think that a lot of the stuff that we're doing is wrong or incorrect or perhaps outdated, archaic in any of these things, that just stop doing it. Talk to your unit commanders and your leadership and address these things up the chain of command and say that, hey, we're going to not do this. We're going to accept this level of risk for a set outcome, and that's a completely different conversation for a different time. But the cool part is what I realize what they're really trying to say, and they haven't said it, but as I've sit back and watched this, and this is kind of shaped my thoughts of things over the past 6 months or so, is they just want us to focus on purity. What are you doing that is pure? So whether inside of your organizations or inside of your business, inside of your team, you know, whatever your job is, or whatever your career is, or whatever your profession is, what about that is pure? And then when you sit and think and understand what is pure about your job and all the tasks that you have to do just to make sure that purity does not get watered down, that does not get interfered with, and it doesn't get taken away from the job that you have to do. When you can focus on the purity, I think then you start seeing those second and third order effects or those other little things, the little white noise in the background that's really annoying you, that ends up chipping away at your time, at your energy, at your focus, at your productivity, or, you know, your ability to spend time with your family. And so over the past 6 months or so, I've really focused on purity. What is pure about my job? How do I define purity? Does my commander help define purity for me? And it's been really great because we're focusing inside my unit, we're focusing on all the right things. And it's transparent, it's communicated, and I think reinforced on a weekly level on Monday meetings that we have. Hey, this is what we have going on. This is what we need to get accomplished. And kind of to a large extent, he'll kind of put out, he's like, hey, here's what I'm kind of afraid of, or lack of a better term, here's the things that are kind of keeping me up at night, so we can focus on those things. And that lets everyone focus on the purity of their job. And it ends up being a great conversation. And if you sit back, I want you to take some time right now and think about what you do for your job that is pure, that you were hired or you took this job for a specific reason. What is that reason? Now, think about those reasons, and now think about all the other different things that chip away at your time, energy, and focus, that pull you away from that pure focus. Think about all the things that you have to do. And this isn't a question of whether you like doing them or not, regardless of whether you're in the military or not, or whatever enterprise, whatever career field you have. There are always going to be things that you're going to have to do that you don't like doing. So I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about, what are the really annoying distractions? What are the things that you have to deal with on, whether it's a hourly, daily, weekly, monthly basis, It's not that you don't like doing them, but if you can sit here and say that, hey, this is chipping away at the purity of our focus, and that while you can't see it right now, over time, this is going to have some negative effects. There are going to be ramifications for us, for all this stuff, all these impurities that are keep coming into our lives and watering down what our focus should be. Have you had that conversation with your boss or your boss's boss or your team? Do you just sit back, think about what you need to do to maintain purity of focus, purity of the job that you are there to do. And a lot of times for a lot of people, perhaps like for me, when I was a young guy starting out in the Air Force, right? I wasn't privy to that. I had to go around and do what everyone told me to do, but nobody asked me either. But it doesn't matter how high up or how low you are on the food chain inside the chain of command. Everybody deserves to have purity of focus and focus on what is being pure to help make them and their teams successful. Now, as a good leader, as a good teammate, I think you need to help shape this for a lot of people. But as much as you need to shape things to help make sure that you are giving him an opportunity to remain pure, you as a leader also need to have your ears wide open to hear when people are talking, when people are complaining, when they're saying, hey, this is kind of chipping away at this, this, and this. Things always come up and, it's not always timed right. It's not always, life wouldn't be life if things always hit you at the opportune time. So whether it's going to be an inopportune time or whether you just don't have the time in that day or you have a super high priority thing going on in your life and then your boss comes in at the last second and reprioritizes that for you, that has to be annoying, right? So you may sit there and think that that may pull you away from the purity of your focus or purity of your job, which is okay, and that can happen, and I'm sure in that instance you will go ahead and feel that. But as leaders, I think we need to have this conversation with people. And regardless of what individual jobs you have in your team, if you're going to go into a bar and restaurant, right, the focus of the restaurant should be serving good quality food, providing a safe atmosphere, and turning a profit. Right? So the purity of focus there. But the purity is going to be a lot different if you are the owner, if you're the manager, if you're the bartender, if you're the hostess, if you're a waiter, if you're a chef. All these different things, they all have different focuses. And their purity is going to be different than everybody else's. And that's okay and that's great, but we need to communicate that. Because a lot of times, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And, a lot of times that ends up not being the fact. Especially when today everything is so specialized and everything is so personalized with anything that you would want to do. And if you want to go into a burger joint, so you may want a beef burger, you may want a soy burger, you may want a turkey burger, you may want a black bean burger, you want to do all these things. But if you're the chef right there, and if you have pure focus, hopefully you're thinking about these things. Hopefully you're thinking about the different meals, the different type of meats or meat substitutes that you could possibly give for people. Whether you agree with that type of lifestyle or not, I'm not going to get into that kind of debate. Other than you need to cater to your customer. They're going to help show you what is going to help make you successful and profitable. And we can move forward that way. So just think again. What do you need to do that is pure? How can you be pure? Do you work in an environment that allows you to focus on the purity of your job or your profession? How much do you, as a leader, communicate to your subordinates and your teammates about the purity of focus? Whether it's their individual tasks or roles inside your team or what the team needs to produce or anything that else is going on, what conversations have you had about purity of focus, purity of mission accomplishment, purity of task accomplishment? And then allow for the fact, just truly allow for receiving feedback. And a lot of times people sit there and, they'll say, hey, if you're going to complain about something, present a solution. And I understand that. And by and large, I'll absolutely roger up to the fact that, yes, I would definitely like somebody, if they're going to complain about something, to present me with a solution. That is going to help. But I'm also here to tell you, on the human side of things, there's a lot of value added to just getting it off your chest. And so if somebody comes in and complains to you about something, and they're going to complain about some of these impurities, I would just ask that your first reaction is not to be, well, what can I do about it? You know, don't just turn it on them. You know, so, you know, I want people to be able to complain to you. I want you to have an open ear, because if you have an open ear, you're going to have an open heart. And that goes back to how well you can care for your people. Again, going back to the CAPE concept: caring, alignment, perspective, and expectations. And if you can sit there and care about your team and your people, and you care about their opinion, and you care about just making things better, I don't think, and a lot of people will disagree with this, I don't think you should always require them, when they're going to complain about something, to present a solution. A lot of times they may not have the background to understand exactly what's at play, but people complaining to you, you can view that as a complaint, or a lot of times what I've seen is you can view that as a blind spot. And I much prefer thinking of it as a blind spot. But the problem is that people, for whatever reason, don't understand that, because if it's one of your blind spots, you are not going to magically see it. You are not going to understand it. You are not going to randomly figure it out, because it is your blind spot. Somebody has to tell you. Somebody has to show you that. So hopefully one of your people can come up and they can talk about some of the impurities that are going on in around your organization or enterprise or your team or whatever it is. And hopefully you're kind enough to understand that maybe they're just pointing out a blind spot. And if somebody's pointing out a blind spot, they don't need to have a solution. You provide the solution for your own blind spot, whether you can fix it, move forward, or do all those things. But please just care enough to be willing to receive that feedback, and if necessary and or if possible, make the requisite changes to make your team that much better. Because it isn't necessarily about you and whether you have hurt feelings for someone pointing out some of your shortcomings perhaps, but what can you do to make the team better? That's the important stuff. So that's it. So I just wanted to sit here and talk to you real quick about your understanding of purity and my understanding of what I've learned over these recent months as I prepare for my military career, and I'm trying to capture all the lessons learned and share the knowledge that I've gained over my 24-year military career and purity. I think that ends up being a good conversation for a lot of people. So as always, I appreciate your time. This is my 30th podcast now, and this has been amazing. And so it's awesome for me. I can log in and I check weekly to see the listenership and how it's growing. So it's been amazing to see how many people are starting to tune in and do all those things. And again, write me, email me, text me, hit me up on Facebook Messenger, whatever you have to do. At Chachi Pachesa on Instagram, at Tim Pachesa on Twitter. Email me, chachi@capelead.com, Facebook Messenger through the Cape Lead Facebook page, whatever you have to do. Let's keep the leadership learning going. I appreciate your time, and as always, educate, anticipate, and dominate. We'll talk to you soon. Chachi out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.